This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We love this week of giveaways, tickets and turkeys. All week long, calling number 97 on the fives. Let's have something to eat for sure, Mel. 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. Callers 97 on the fives. Each of those hours gets a pair of tickets to Alice in Winterland. Yep. One Republic, Leon Bridges, and Michael Franti and Spearhead. The best ever. December 6th at the Masonic. So you get a pair of tickets to that, plus a $100 Safeway gift card so you can pick up a turkey dinner and leave the cooking to Safeway. Call now, 800-400-3697, and we will take caller number 97. Lots of chances to win throughout the day, starting right now.
That same number you're calling is also where you can send texts, and we've received a lot of those here this morning.
Oh.
It's still not too late, though. You can send texts anytime.
Sure.
We love getting them, and we love reading them. Here's some.
Okay.
Pediatrician here, that OB is absolutely wrong. So wrong. Breast milk is always beneficial. Child-led weaning is wonderful if it works for mom and baby, period. Extended breastfeeding has so many physical and psychological benefits. Nurse on, mamas.
Yeah, babies.
You know what? I almost said my mom, but that's not my mom. My missus said the reason our baby did not catch the cold that went through my house is because of breastfeeding. And I was like, how do you know? And she turned the music up. So I don't know what her deal is. She didn't have anything to back it up.
Did she have the cold?
We all got the cold. And the baby did not get the cold.
It's amazing.
She thinks it's breastfeeding.
Well, maybe it is.
Or
let's give it to her.
She's got no proof at all and can't back up anything she said.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's number two.
No, really?
And she knows her music makes me stick my head out the window, too. So there's another thing.
Mm-hmm. She knows stuff.
As for breastfeeding, here's the thing. Nobody knows what any kid needs except the kid and the parent. The WHO recommends breastfeeding for 2 years. There are places in the world where it's common to breastfeed until 6.
Yeah.
My wife decided to breastfeed until it felt right to stop, which was when he was around 4. Everything worked out great, and it was painless weaning, and he turned out to be a great kid.
Aww.
Lighten up. You have no idea what's right for any specific situation. And Hooman, really? You have an opinion?
Yeah, Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman. Get him.
I do have an opinion.
Get him. Mushroom slap me.
I think in the end it comes down to mind your own GD business.
That's what you play.
Let people do whatever they're going to do.
When did you stop breastfeeding?
I don't know, probably like 1.
Oh, you never asked?
No,
oh,
I don't
let's
ask
get your mom on the phone.
No, I don't ask those things.
Oh,
let's
ask
your mom.
Busy counting.
Come on.
I got to count to 97. It's a lot. I'll be back at 9:25 as you guys are signing off. Or maybe when you're in commercials.
All right, see you then.
I breastfed my son until he was almost 2 years old, and I thought it was more about him than it was about me. I'd gone through a very traumatic divorce when my son was only 1 year old, and I realized the closeness at bedtime was comforting for both of us. He was super mad when I weaned him off, but I realized it was me that missed it the most.
No.
Finally, that's an honest sweet text.
Yeah, I know. It just
seems like he's back.
Such a beautiful, natural thing.
How many are you sure you should be here?
408 says, wow, lady, you are the adult, not your kid. Sarah's right. This is what's wrong with our society. A bunch of coddled babies.
I didn't say that, by the way. I
Sarah's
just
minions.
Said, you know, it's time.
Yuck.
It's time. Stop it. I didn't say she should had to stop.
Yeah.
I'm always wrong.
Vinny, reset why we started talking about this today, that story you did.
There was there's an actress in England who's 50.
Sharon Spink.
Yes, she has a 9-year-old and is still breastfeeding. And she's sort of chronicled her, I forget the term they use to let the child wean themselves off.
Child-based weaning?
Something.
Child. terminal.
Oh, there's the picture.
Just a reminder.
That picture's rough.
Well, that's when the kid was
partly
only five.
The bright colors of the clothes, too, and the big smile on mom's face. It's like, oh, come on.
Should I post
and the
this
kid
picture
with the boob in her mouth?
To our 75?
Well, there's that, too. But
yeah, post it up.
Really? You think so?
Should I post? What? You know, I'll post the article. That way it has a picture.
Anyway, the
that.
Mom is saying there's a stigma around breastfeeding and letting a child decide when it's time to stop. And so she's fighting that. In return, what she's got are all the trolls calling her every name in the book.
Well, you know, I do believe it's her right and her kids. I mean, they can make that decision. That's a private thing that you get to decide on your own. I think that people
that
are
picture?
Probably more mad about her...
Picture. that picture.
The picture.
The big smile on the face.
She's chronicling this, and the kid's a 9-year-old and has to go into school tomorrow. Or today or whenever.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like that might be worse for the kid than breastfeeding her until she's 9.
707 says, the guy who allowed San Francisco to get this bad with all the needles and the poop and the trash is now our governor.
Oh, stop it.
408 says, they crap on the street to get the city to give them somewhere to go. That is why it's so close to the city buildings. That is
just where
not
they hang
the
out
way
and where they live
to get people's attention. I mean, maybe it is, but it seems like the wrong way. Mm. You know what I mean?
Porta potty on every corner.
Oh my God, Bonnie.
Oh, Bonnie.
My niece was speeding in Georgia too. They had to pay $2,000 to bail her out.
Oh,
well,
wow.
I can tell you this was 1996 when I was arrested in Georgia. And arrested might be strong. I mean,
well,
they
hauled in.
They jailed me.
Well, they weren't going to let you leave the state without paying your bill.
But the station did pay the bill, and then I was allowed to leave. So it wasn't, I don't know what to call that.
That was an expensive trip you took.
Yeah, well, I had to be somewhere.
You did get to go to SNL.
By a certain time. Oh, that experience was profound. Mm. I would not do it now. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. When we think about it, you spent 10 days trapped
in a
car.
In a minivan.
And you had like a total pro-lifer and a total pro-choicer. And I mean, it just
that
is.
Dude, Bill, I think about him all the time, though.
Oh.
The dude and me got along great.
Oh.
And I could still drink at that time. And him and I, every
was
time.
Was it just you, a girl, and a guy?
It was me,
two guys,
Bill,
and a girl?
And two girls.
Oh, two girls.
Oh. So there were four of us total.
Mm-hmm.
And
all strangers.
All strangers.
Yeah, they didn't get to bring a guest with them. Uh-huh. It was, you're going on a road trip with Vinny. And we had
How'd
planned out.
How'd you guys pick the winners?
I can't they remember.
They made videos.
Oh.
And the I didn't get
they
to pick.
They could do that back in those days?
Yeah, I didn't get to pick, but you guys picked the people I went with. So it was about like casting almost the right crew,
right
mix of people. But me and Bill got on great. We'd get a 12er after every time we parked.
Oh, God.
Back to the hotel room.
And what was the girl's thing? Wasn't she, was she super religious?
One
or?
Of the, yeah. The youngest girl in the group was super religious.
There was a lot of crying and some
and
fighting.
There had been some very impassioned conversations where Bill and I were like, head out the window.
They were literally trapped in that car for a week straight. And then I actually felt bad about this because one of the surprises, because, you know, he just would get like clues. So he'd have, you know, directions for his next adventure that he had to go on. And
the final destination was at SNL? No, that was the third day.
Early on.
Okay.
So the final destination was Universal Studios in Florida, where we all flew down to surprise him. We did our show live from there one or two mornings. And then
that morning, so the last morning we'd been, and this might have been when I got arrested. I'm leaving Atlanta and I got to get to Florida. And we're hauling ass because we got a deadline. And I'm so tired. We've been on the road for a week and a half.
And we were sending them
and going
all over
at that pace too. That like you got to get to your next location. Hurry.
Because they went north first from Philly and then they went south.
The next morning, I'm in Florida in the hotel room. We got in late. Me and Bill, we may have had some beers, but for the most part, we were wrecked from the road. We just pass out. And the phone rings at like, I don't know.
I think
know
it was 6
time.
In the morning. I think we called you at the start of the
and
show.
And the show had started, and I didn't know they were in town. And they're like, Vinny, good morning. I know you're tired. I know you were there late. And I remember all this very vividly, and I'm like, I'm not going anywhere.
No, we're like, no, you have to.
I'm not doing it.
Me and Spike look at each other. He was my producer. I'm like, no, today's the one day you really do have to get up.
No,
like,
I was
we're waiting here for you.
I've decided.
No, he did too. He's like, I've decided we're not getting it. Whatever it is today, we're not doing it.
We need a break. We're not doing this. And they're adamant.
We're a minute away. Like, no, you really do have to.
I didn't know that, though.
I know.
So did you have to tell him for him to get up?
I believe we did wind up telling him. I think we said, hey, everyone, we're going to take a break while we explain to Vinny why he has to get up out of bed right now. Because that was the whole bit, was that in the mornings we would talk to him and he would tell us, and we'd talk to the listeners who were in the car.
Didn't tell me you guys were there, but for whatever reason, they were able to get us out of bed. But I truly was in boycott mode. Like, I'm not. Mm-mm.
And then we finished the show, and me and Spike are like, all right, off to the airport. And Vinny's like, oh, great. I'm like, no.
You have to
You
drive.
Get back in the car and drive back with them.
You did him dirty.
Well, I didn't, in retrospect, I'm like, oh, yeah, we should have just flown everyone back.
Yeah.
But that we didn't
been
think
money.
Of that. Yeah, the station didn't have a lot
station
of that.
Station was on a budget.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they were bummed when they had to bail Vinny out. Maybe he could have flown back, but they had to spend money right. getting him out of jail.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Back to the text. Good morning, Alice family. Please remind people to select the recirculate button in their car so they're not drawing in smoke-filled air as they drive.
Yeah.
I've been doing that.
You have to.
Dude, Atlanta freaking rocks. I'm a California transplant and have been here in the South for 15 years. Plus, I've never seen human crap on the streets.
That is a bonus.
Dating in the Bay Area sucks, especially for women in your late 30s, early 40s. 510 says, I'm a 25-year-old woman, and it's so hard to date. I want to be in a relationship, but I've been alone for so long, it's hard to go out.
Mm.
And then you put yourself out there and find someone you like, and they decide no second date. Or if it goes past that, inevitably, it will end. I wish I was born before the internet sometimes, because at least it seemed easier to find love. There is that.
Yep.
Men have, I don't like to generalize, but there's no doubt that men have a capacity for dating.
Hmm.
An idea of, stick and move, sort of play the field sort of thing.
Well, and these
and
apps
the internet,
have made it easy.
Right. The internet, that's what I'm saying. The internet feeds that.
Mm-hmm.
Without question. Gives them the 1, 2, 3 dates they need.
Quote, unquote.
And then they move on. Mm-hmm. I understand that. I've been hearing that a lot from people.
It's a bummer.
Well, not for the boys. They like it. Mm. That's why they're doing it. They're having the time of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Tinder. Swipe. I've never even been on Tinder.
Mm.
Well, I was on it once.
Well, you were trying to pick for someone else, though.
For Leslie,
oh, well, that's right.
My friend.
Yeah. What happened with that?
Well, I'm like, that boy has a Thrasher shirt on, which is a skateboard magazine. I'm like, we're keeping him. All these other guys, I'm like, loser, 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 loser,
oh, Thrasher.
Loser.
Well, there's a guy with a skateboard shirt and tattoos. Let's keep him.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then
this isn't Friendster, Vinny, where you're just picking your own friends.
She's still single, so my hookup didn't work out.
Huh? Hmm.
She's one of my girlfriend's great friends, too, and she is a catch. If I could find the right boy for her, I'd actually hook it up, but I haven't.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch.
I think she'd like a young Persian man.
How do you do that? Oh, it's funny.
But I don't know that he. I think
now
he,
Hooman is
oh,
enjoying
Hooman's
his singleness.
Too old.
Yeah,
you said a young Persian man.
Oh,
he's covering his face.
Hiding.
No,
hey,
my son has a young Persian friend. Pretty young
too
though.
Young. Yeah,
might be too young.
How old is he?
18.
I might be able to hook that
okay,
up.
Well, let's do that.
Does he like an older lady?
I don't know him that well, but it seems like the Persians do.
Who's our winner?
Her name is Nicole, and she's from Daly City.
All right, Nicole from Daly City. Daly We're going to see you at Alice in Winterland.
Woo-woo.
It's all sold out. That's the only way to get tickets now is to win them.
And if you can, bring an unwrapped toy.
Yes, please. That's right. We're doing part of our Toys for Tots drive there.
Well, no.
Uh, I mentioned someone wrote in about the SV Marathon, and you thought it was the Scotts Valley. The SV is Silicon Valley, Scotts Valley.
That makes more sense. I was like, are there even 13 miles of roads in Scotts Valley?
510 says, SV half marathon is Silicon Valley half in San Jose, and I'm an ambassador and would love Vinny and his rent partner to join us.
Will you be ready in time for that one?
I don't know when that one is. When is that one?
I don't know.
I mean, either one. I got to do a half to get this my coach off my back. So
once you do it, you got to be careful. Once you do a half successfully, she'll be all right. It's time to train for the real deal.
No, that's not. Don't worry.
It's time. Let's.
I have very little free time, and I have to go surfing.
Got a dad bod.
No, there's
We're
no.
We're gonna get you on this. We're gonna run you right.
She
out
knows of... not to say that. She gave me this dad body. It's her fault.
We blame the rent partner.
It's her life decisions that have put this on my belly. Mm. It wasn't here before we had kids, was it? What?
It
no. Like get out of here.
In that direction.
Oh my God. Right now.
You're not mad at me.
Yes, I am.
You love me. Stop it.
Oh, listen to this. Hi, Vinny. I'm working in Scotts Valley this week. Any food recommendations? Love you all, but especially Bonnie and Holman.
Oh, Bonnie and Holman.
I'll take it.
We're favorites.
All right.
Better than that breastfeeding email you wrote, Red.
What?
What?
Wrote Red.
Wrote Red.
What'd you say?
Clap a flapper form. We're all giddy. What is wrong with us today?
I know, it's only Tuesday.
We can't breathe deeply.
It's only Tuesday?
I know.
It's only Tuesday.
Tuesday,
it's a long week ahead of us.
I've been saying that all morning.
Come on.
Oh, my God, you whiny bitch. Stop it.
My dad's RV has a... my dad RVs a lot, and his was probably 100K, but some of his friends paid an upward of 500K.
Jesus.
That's what I don't know what so they much. Paid. But the Mrs. Parents, the one that they'd ordered as they were planning to RV.
Their
golden years away. They got the big one.
The custom. Like, the bus.
Huge, the big bus. The ones that bands tour in. Mm-hmm. Things spreads out and, you know, like, you could live in it.
It's a hotel on wheels.
Full on.
Mm. Better than a hotel even. Well, except for the bathroom. The bathrooms in RVs always suck. Thank you. Thanks for the backup, guys.
The rent to live at an RV park in Santa Rosa with hookups to power, water, sewer is maybe $500 a month.
That's
if you don't
affordable.
Pay the rent at an RV park, then you have to pay dumping fees and get hassled by folks that don't want someone living on their streets.
RV park it is.
I have a 77... 40D Mercedes that I commute back and forth to San Francisco to Hayward in. It runs great and looks great. It's a diesel. Thing still runs.
Sweet.
That's we're caught up. There's a ton more, but I'll try to, you know what, I'll save them and do them maybe tomorrow.
All right, we'll take a quick break and be back in a minute. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
God.
Like a wrecking ball.
I
just knocked Brent off his feet.
And took the stapler out before she could sat down.
You're like a flailing, whirling dervish.
That is so true.
How's your butt?
Am I allowed to ask?
Not good.
That?
Yeah. What's the matter with her butt?
She might have.
I broke my butt.
She might have broken her butt the
what
other
happened?
Day.
Too much fun?
Well, too much
I
fun.
I wish it was because of too much fun.
The other day, I was...
Do you remember that bruise she got on her butt that one time?
That is nothing compared to what I have going on right now.
Get out of here!
Oh, my God.
There's
an Arnica in her crack.
There's no way this bruise is worse than the other one.
Let's have a look at it. Let's have a look.
Was that... What, did you fall out of a Jeep or something like that? The whole... But she showed it to us. The whole butt cheek was bruised. Black and blue.
This time, she... What, you slipped on the stairs?
Yeah, I went to grab the banister at home, and my hand didn't quite grip it, and I fell back down the steps.
And broke her tailbone. And
So you were like... Mm-hmm.
No, it pretty much just... I think I was only on maybe the second or third step, and
she just
I fell
boomed.
Back.
A boom.
And it's... I don't believe it's worth... There's no way it
could be worse. God, you should have seen... So yesterday, she turns around
this has
so
been going
gingerly,
on?
Since yesterday.
It happened over the weekend.
So she turns around, and she looks at me, and she's got this look on her face like,
if I turn any further, I might cry. And then she goes to stand, she goes to adjust her seat and stand up. She goes, oh, like this, just this. I was like, oh, honey.
Let me see if it hurts right now. Wait,
so
wait,
is it like
on,
tailbone?
Yeah, wait. Oh, not too bad. Oh, it's getting better. Yeah. So it's right, picture this. The all start right. of right, let me see. Hold on, right.
Wait, does it come above your pants line? Let me see your pants line.
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
Probably right here, and then all up
but
in the
all yeah, in the yeah. crack. That whole cheek is purple.
So does it hurt to go?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
It does. Even just sitting down on the toilet, like
oh dear.
Walking, I could barely walk.
Oh, use.
But if I walk on my tippy toes, it doesn't hurt as much.
Oh. Well, it's so cute when people walk on their tippy toes. You're actually a little bit cuter because of that.
How the hell did you figure that out?
I don't know, because it was hurting so bad that I went, oh, it doesn't quite.
I'll just walk a little bit more.
Jesus.
Tiptoes.
What else is going on, everybody?
Nothing. We're out of here.
That
Have
sounds
a great
like
day,
it,
you guys.
Man.
Keep it here on Alice all day. Lots more chances for tickets and turkeys. And we'll see you back here on Hump Day.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.